Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Mid-Range Theory: Basketball's Evolution in the Age of Analytics is a nonfiction basketball analysis book by Seth Partnow, an NBA analyst and former front office researcher. Rather than presenting a conventional history of the sport, it examines how analytics has changed the way basketball is evaluated, coached, and understood. The book uses the modern NBA as its main case study, with particular attention to shot selection, the value of the mid-range area, roster construction, playoff performance, and the limits of simple box score interpretation. Partnow does not argue that numbers replace basketball judgment. Instead, he shows how statistical thinking can sharpen it when paired with game context. This makes the book both a practical guide to the logic of analytics and a critique of the overconfident ways analytics is sometimes applied. It is best understood as an informed explanation of how data has reshaped contemporary basketball conversation and decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how analytics changed the definition of a good basketball shot. A central concern of the book is the basic question of what counts as a good shot. Partnow uses analytics to show why this is not just a matter of aesthetics or traditional coaching instinct. In modern basketball, shot value depends on efficiency, expected outcomes, and context, not only whether a shot looks technically sound. That framework helps explain why the three-point shot gained prominence and why the mid-range has often been treated as less desirable. The book does not reduce the game to one formula, but it makes a strong case that teams now evaluate shot quality through evidence rather than habit. This topic matters because it captures the book's main intellectual shift. Basketball strategy is no longer built only on what has always been done, but on what is measurably effective. By focusing on shot selection, Partnow introduces readers to the logic that drives much of modern NBA decision-making. Secondly, why the mid-range survived as a strategic question instead of disappearing entirely. The title signals one of the book's most important ideas: the mid-range is not simply a dead zone, even if analytics has made it less central in many systems. Partnow uses the mid-range as a lens for understanding how the sport evolved under data-driven pressures. The issue is not whether the area should be romanticized, but how teams decide when that part of the floor is useful, inefficient, or unavoidable. By treating the mid-range as a strategic problem rather than a sentimental one, the book shows how analytics changes language around basketball value. It also highlights a broader lesson: a league-wide trend does not eliminate all exceptions, and context still matters for players, schemes, and game states. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it resists simplistic debates. Instead of saying analytics destroyed the mid-range or proving that it was always useless, Partnow frames the topic as a nuanced assessment of trade-offs in real basketball environments. Thirdly, player evaluation, playoff performance, and why context changes what statistics mean. Another major thread in the book is how analytics affects the evaluation of individual players. Partnow discusses subjects such as why some players appear to translate better to the playoffs, why some box score achievements are more meaningful than others, and why raw numbers can miss important context. This is where the book becomes especially useful for readers who want to move beyond surface-level stat lines. A player who performs well in one environment may not have the same impact in another if usage, role, matchup quality, or defensive attention changes. Similarly, some statistical achievements are not equally informative, even if they look impressive on paper. Partnow's approach encourages readers to ask what a number actually measures, what it leaves out, and whether the question being asked is the right one. That makes this section of the book valuable not just for analysts, but also for fans who want a more disciplined way to interpret player value without pretending that numbers alone tell the full story. Fourthly, front office decision-making, roster building, and the practical use of data. The book also moves from theory to application by showing how teams use analytics in roster construction. Partnow addresses decisions about the draft, free agency, and team building in a way that connects statistical insight to organizational strategy. This matters because analytics is often discussed as if it only affects public debate about players, when in reality it shapes internal decisions about risk, value, and fit. A front office has to think about more than talent in the abstract. It must balance salary cap constraints, role distribution, defensive reliability, and long-term flexibility. Partnow's background in NBA research gives this section credibility, since the book reflects the perspective of someone familiar with how these decisions are evaluated in practice. The result is a clearer understanding of analytics as a management tool rather than just a vocabulary for fans. This topic broadens the book beyond shot charts and player rankings, showing that the modern NBA is increasingly built on the interaction between data analysis and organizational planning. Lastly, the limits of metrics defense, aesthetics, and ethics in basketball analysis. One of the most distinctive aspects of the book is its refusal to treat analytics as an all-purpose answer machine. Part now devotes attention to the difficulty of measuring defense, the role of aesthetics in how basketball is experienced, and the ethical questions that can arise when numbers dominate discussion. Defense is notoriously hard to quantify because many of its effects are indirect, shared, or invisible in standard statistics. By emphasizing that challenge, the book shows why basketball analysis must remain cautious and interpretive. At the same time, Partnow acknowledges that basketball is not only a mathematical optimization problem. People also care about style, watchability, and the values embedded in how the game is described and managed. This combination of technical rigor and self-critique gives the book more depth than a simple pro-analytics argument. It suggests that the best basketball thinking comes from using data responsibly, with awareness of what it cannot fully capture. That makes this topic essential to the book's overall balance and credibility. In conclusion, the mid-range theory is best suited for readers who want to understand the modern NBA at a deeper level than highlights, opinion, or basic statistics allow. Basketball fans with an interest in analytics will find the book especially useful, but it also has value for coaches, aspiring front office staff, and readers who want a clearer framework for judging player performance and team strategy. Its practical benefit is that it teaches how to think about shot quality, roster construction, playoff translation, and defensive measurement with more discipline. Its intellectual benefit is that it shows why analytics is powerful without pretending it is complete. Compared with many sports books that either celebrate data uncritically or dismiss it entirely, this book stands out for its balanced, informed, and accessible treatment of the subject. Partnow writes as someone who understands both the numbers and the game, which gives the book credibility in a crowded category of basketball analysis titles. For readers seeking a serious but readable explanation of how analytics reshaped basketball thought, this is one of the more distinctive and worthwhile books available. If you would like to support Seth Partnow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.